The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now I'm joined by TV chef and mindful eating coach Aisling Larkin, and we're talking about Easter. It's Easter week. I love Easter. I think it's a great time of the year.
So do I. It's full crept
of
up.
Yeah.
It is. It's full of hope. I think there's spring. There's a lightness about it. You know, it's you're getting excited about what's to come. The bright mornings, the bright evenings. And there's a little bit of warmth coming back to the air.
Absolutely.
Which is really lovely.
But when it comes to food, people are feeling more and more that it's like little Christmas and I have to go all out for Easter Sunday. But you're trying to take the pressure off a little bit today.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's a gathering. I bring people together, sit together. And I think sometimes what we end up doing is having dinner and then maybe opening the back doors. And, you know, you have your dessert sitting outside or, you know, because you can feel the sunlight coming in. There's no pressure. It shouldn't be pressure. I think a beautiful roast, like the lamb. Lamb has always been the star of the show for Easter, and it probably will because we're meant to have our spring lamb, which is beautiful. But spring lamb is very expensive.
Very expensive now,
like, you look at your butcher for a leg of spring lamb, you are talking 75, 85 euro for a leg of lamb. For a grand big leg of lamb, you're talking 80. Go to the supermarket, you'll get it for 35, 40, 50. But it's the fact that it can be spring lamb. So it's this year's lamb if you can get it. So a lot of the supermarkets, a lot of the butchers will tell you, have it pre-ordered. If you don't, pick up the phone today. Make a phone call to your butcher. Let's talk to our butchers. Let's talk to our fishmongers. Let's talk to our fruit and veg. And you never know what you can get. But there's so many different cuts and varieties as well that you
can use. So how do you bring the cost down? You still want to have lamb, but you don't want to spend the 80 euros, understandably, on it.
So your leg of lamb is obviously your start. Like, rack of lamb, French trim would be really expensive as well. So they're like your beautiful little succulent chops. Gorgeous. You can look at lamb shanks. You can look at braising. So in the supermarket, you can get diced lamb. You can slow braise that, which is what I've done for us today. And it performs just like beautiful roast lamb would. You've got to work on what your braise is and the marinade, and we can talk about that. And then we're also going to talk about lamb mince, something totally underrated. And if you did want to celebrate with lamb, I've got a beautiful cumin scented lamb, which is gorgeous.
So tell me what you've done here with this that I have in front
it's
of me.
So good, right? So it's slow braised lamb, and I've done it with a little bit, and we're kind of keeping a little bit modern as well, a little bit of baba ganoush. And then I have this beautiful oregano balsamic dipping oil that's on some crispy bread to go with it. And it's beautiful.
Smells absolutely wonderful. So this is low and slow.
Aisling? In the slow cooker, 6 hours. So you're going to put chicken stock, Dijon mustard, dried from the store cupboard, rosemary and a little bit of thyme, 4 cloves of garlic gone in there, and then miso paste. So very traditionally, we serve anchovies with lamb. And a lot of people, like, their stomach will curl even at the mention of anchovies.
Just don't tell them about
the
anchovies.
Like, don't tell them. But if you're really, like, you can get them in. Miso paste is available in all of the supermarkets. It's a fermented soybean paste, but it brings that layer of flavour, that umaminess. So I popped a little bit of that in. Put that on. Make sure your lamb is covered. So this is already diced lamb. Put it in. Leave it on for 6 hours. That is melt in the mouth. But before I braised it, I seared it first. So I love, you know, when you cook a big leg of roast lamb, I love the crispy bits on the outside. Like, delicious. But then you love that succulent fall off the bone. So this method gives you both of those, because as you kind of sear it on the outside, you get that crisp. But then it slow cooks. It absorbs all of those kind of classic French flavours. But it's just delicious.
And with the searing, and I think, like, I know I used to get this wrong before I learned how to do it. You have to sear at a high temperature, don't you?
Yes.
To get the crispiness. Yes. Otherwise, you're into grey meat. Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants that. And you can see all the kind of the water and the extractives evaporating out of it. You want it smoking hot, searing hot. And like the one that I have is, it's a slow cooker, but it does all of the functions. So everything is just contained in the one little thing. So it's perfect.
And my slow cooker and I have a bad relationship.
Oh, do you?
No, it's really aggressive. I broke the one that I had, the one that I loved. I got a new one a few years ago. And even when you put it on the lowest setting, it's bubbling.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be bubbling,
no,
should it?
It shouldn't. That's almost like that braise feature as opposed to slow cook. Like, with braising, you can have the little bubble. Slow cooking, that should just be like long and low and slow.
I need to address it, get a new one. This is lovely. I'm tucking in here. It's nice.
It's gorgeous. And the baba ganoush is really nice. So baba ganoush is aubergine. So if you like hummus, I would say you will love a baba ganoush. It's like a next kind of level up from it.
Amazing.
It's delicious, isn't it? So you roast your aubergine in the oven with a little bit of olive oil, salt. You basically scrape out the insides, put in your food processor exactly like you would. So you use the aubergine like you would chickpeas. Then you do lemon juice, garlic and tahini. And it's delicious.
Who needs a roast? You can just do this.
Exactly. It's a really nice way to do it. And if you are doing a roast and you are going for the leg, stretch it out with those sides. Do that family style dining. Pop everything in the centre of the table. Things like your carrots, parboil them, toss them then in a little bit of honey and tarragon, finish them in the oven. You could do braised sweetheart cabbage or braised baby gem lettuce with some peas, a little bit of mint, a little bit of butter. So bring in all those kind of spring flavours into it and stretch the lamb.
And are you doing a mint sauce with that traditional roast lamb as well? Or are you not?
Yes. No, I love mint sauce, but I buy it. I buy my mint sauce.
Yeah.
But you know what I use
it
for?
To hear it.
Tzatziki. So I do a lovely tzatziki. So actually, I'm going to pop up a recipe on my Instagram, and it's courgette tzatziki. Great courgettes, your natural yogurt, your mint sauce, your fresh mint, a little bit of garlic in there, and that on the side. And it's even like, for me, you know, the crispy bread with that beautiful dipping oil?
Yeah.
Like, it's the next day. It's the leftovers of the lamb is beautiful as much as the first day.
If you're putting that much effort into it, you
totally
need to get
yeah.
day two out
yeah.
of it, don't you?
For sure.
So tell me how you are treating that lamb before it goes into the oven if you're doing the traditional roast.
Yeah.
What are you doing to
it? So you're going to sear it, like we said,
yeah.
lovely hot pan. And then a really fail-safe way for people at home is to braise it. So put it in your big roasting tin, put a little bit of chicken stock on the bottom. You could put a little bit of wine in there, a little bit of bay, carrot, onions. Cover foil 160 for about 3.5-4 hours, and that will fall off the bone. You can also ask your butcher to butterfly it for you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will take out the barbecue, you know, the big eggs or the big, big barbecues.
Yeah.
Butterfly that lamb, put a lovely dry rub on it, put it in, leave it in for a couple of hours, good couple of hours, and then you've beautiful kind of that char smoky lamb, which is lovely as well.
Delicious. And also, it's not that much effort. I know you're doing your prep and you're searing,
yeah.
but once it's in there, you're free
totally.
To do other stuff.
And like the marinade, oil, mustard, a couple of those herbs. Think of those woody ones like your rosemary, your thyme, your oregano, some lemon juice, some garlic, capers, anchovies. Like that's what lamb loves. Mm-hmm. They're the flavours that it loves.
And
so
are you making a sauce with the juices, or are you just using
yeah,
what's in the tin?
The juice, so what came off that, like so sitting at the bottom of that dish is all those beautiful sauces. So I'm just taking all of those out of the slow cooker because all the flavour is in there, and you've already like kind of deglazed the bottom of it with all those flavours. So I'm just taking all of those straight out of the slow cooker.
You're not doing anything with it?
No, they don't need anything.
For this one?
Yeah,
for
this one.
But for the roast, what are you doing with your
yeah,
juices?
Take it out, put them into a gravy. So make up your gravy. And a lovely top tip is if you're doing like gravy granules, you can always put like buy a really nice bone broth or buy a really nice stock
mm-hmm.
and make it with your stock as opposed to just water, and then pour your lamb juices in.
Yeah, you have to be careful with the fat content
yeah.
though, don't you? You'll have
yeah.
to take all of that away.
So you can put your ice cubes in, cling on all the fat, or just let it sit. So as it's resting for half an hour, 40 minutes when it comes out of the oven, just let that peel off the bit of fat that sits on the top, and then get your juices from
yeah,
underneath.
You need to give yourself a little bit of time.
You do, look,
rushing.
This
yeah.
is not rushing. This is not a quick lamb dinner. The roast is not, for sure.
What about the spuds then?
Oh, I love baby potatoes this time of year. Mint, butter, salt. And I love to just toss my peas through the potatoes and do the peas and potatoes together.
Delicious.
I think it's a really lovely
a bit
one.
Of mint in there as well.
Yeah.
Sort of echoes what's going on with the mint sauce.
Sure.
Mint sauce or mint jelly, says a listener.
Ooh, either.
Yeah, either. I don't
mint
mind.
Mint jelly. I love the mint jelly, actually. I love the little bit of sweetness.
Basic question from somebody, but a sensible one. How do you know when the lamb is done? How long does it need to be cooked in the oven?
So it obviously depends on the weight of the lamb and the size of the leg of lamb. An average leg of lamb will probably take a good 3.5-4 hours at 160. If it's on the bone, when you put like a big fork or something and you just pull, you're just going to gently pull, it should be falling away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing something like your lamb chops or your, you know, your French trim or your loin, then you're talking, like, depending on how you're doing them in the oven, you could be talking 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And they can, I would always, like, they're beautiful pink and medium rare. But your roast, you want it crispy on the outside and just falling off the bone.
Yeah, so a good sear and then hours
yes,
in the oven,
hours.
But
it's
covered.
Long. Yeah, and this is why the braise is really nice, because it produces the steam as it cooks, so it keeps it moist and juicy. It locks in all that juice on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes roasting, depending if you have a tendency to have it too hot or if it's overcooked, you can dry it out a little bit. But
right.
putting that little bit of stock in the end, it's a real little fail-safe way of doing it, I
okay.
think.
Okay, and what are we having for dessert?
Has to be something chocolate, doesn't it? I mean, because we're going to have oodles of Easter eggs floating around. Listen, I mean, the Easter eggs are there. Like, melt them down. Why not? You
I
have
love
them.
Doing that.
Like something as simple. Do you do that, or is
no,
there any
I just
left?
No, I love to get rid of them because
yeah.
they're lingering around and they don't last. Like
no.
they don't, I think just get rid of them.
Totally.
Use them up.
Absolutely. Chocolate pots are a great simple way. Melt 200 grams of chocolate, whip up 200 grams of cream. fold it in through, leave them sit in little jar, little glass jars, little jam jars, little glasses in the fridge, and that's lovely. Do a chocolate mousse, separate your eggs, put your egg yolks in with your melted chocolate, whip your egg whites, whip your cream, fold the cream through, fold the whipped egg whites through, put your mousse in the fridge and leave that set. Mm-hmm. Another lovely one is cut your Easter egg in half, hot knife, split it in half, melt half of that chocolate, combine it with crushed up cornflakes or honey nut like flakes, and then you get this kind of filetine, almost crispy, crunchy, chocolatey. So fill the chocolate
remaining half,
yeah, yeah, into the half. Buy yourself a tin of caramel, like condensed milk caramel. Open that, pour that over. Then melt down another Easter egg. Pour that as a big thick layer of chocolate over the top. Serve that in the centre on a plate. Scoops of ice cream on top, and let everybody just dig into it.
Having a heart
attack. It's a really playful one. Or the one we brought, which is the baked malt chocolate cheesecake. This is a baked chocolate cheesecake, which I will have on my Instagram as well. I have a full video of that on my Instagram for everyone to follow along.
What's the base of that now?
That is malt biscuits and chocolate digestives with butter. And by the way, if you do that, 350 grams of biscuits, 200 grams of butter, crush it up in a freezer bag. That alone, poured over like vanilla ice cream with a shot of coffee, an affogato, a little bit of chocolate sauce, and that biscuit base on its own crumbled over the top is stunning.
You're done. But you didn't stop there. You did something over the top of that.
So we did the baked chocolate cheesecake. So we melted dark chocolate, and there's sour cream, cream cheese, caster sugar, two eggs. You just literally combine everything in a bowl until it's mixed and bake it in the oven for 40 minutes.
Luscious. But then you've put little things on the top as well to make it just look fancy.
Little hazelnut, little eggs. But you can buy those. Middle aisle in the supermarket at the moment is a dream for little chocolate decorations and all of that stuff. There's so much fun stuff in there. So they're gorgeous.
Aisling, thank you so much.
You're so
and
welcome.
Recipes on Aisling Larkin's Instagram for all of this wonderful stuff if you're wondering what to do for Easter Sunday. Aisling, thank you so much. That's Aisling Larkin.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.